Good morning. How's everyone today?
Good.
Wasn't this wonderful what you just saw here?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this and let's talk about that. First of all, what's this? A drill? Are you sure? How does it work? How does this drill work? Huh? Pull the trigger? I pull the trigger? Yep. Vince agrees with me. I just pull the trigger, right? And it works. How does it work? It's not plugged in anywhere. It's not plugged in. How does it work, Vince? I know you push the button, I know, but how does it work? How does it work? He doesn't know how it works. Okay, Vince, stay here with me. I'm going to show you how it works. You pull this down, and you pull this out, and what is this?
A battery
pack. Guess what?
It doesn't work.
It's not connected to a power source.
And
you know what? You know what? Here. Vince, he's going to sit over there, okay. And you know what? Before Hazley was baptized, she wasn't connected to a power source. What happened here at Hazley's baptism? What did God do for her? He actually put her to death, and then he raised her back to life, and he plugged her in. He gave her a power source, and now she works, because who is her power source now? Just like the battery is the power source of my drill. By the way, this is a Black & Decker drill, the best that's made, right? No? You all disagree? You're not supposed to disagree with me. So, now that my drill works in the power source, what's the power source that Hazley Rhiann has received?
Jesus.
God. You can say God. Jesus. She's received the Lord. And he is her power source. And as long as Hazley stays plugged in to Jesus, she will suffer. She will suffer many things in this life, just like all of us, because we're Christians. And that includes everyone. Look at you. We suffer many things in this life because we are plugged into Jesus. But there are some people who don't want to suffer. They want to live life according to their own way. And they want to do things their own way. And so they unplug themselves from Jesus. And just like my drill, if I would take the power source away from my drill. Right now it works. I got to use my other thumb. But now it doesn't work. Jesus is the power source. Hazley has received the source here. She's received her God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And she is now his child. But now she will suffer many things. And we pray that she will not turn away from God and unplug herself. And when she unplugs herself, just like my drill, because it has no power source, I pull the trigger. And what happens? Vincent, what happens when I don't pull the trigger? What happens? It's not working. Why isn't it working, Vince? Yeah, the power source is not there. So if I plug it back in, and it works. Thank you, Vince. I think you might grow up to be a great carpenter someday, just like Jesus. Okay? Let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and fold our hands and let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace and mercy that you have shown to Hazley. And we thank you for your grace and mercy that you have shown to all of us. For Lord Jesus, you truly are the power source. And when we are plugged into you, we will suffer many things. But we know that the result is that we will have eternal life in you. For Lord Jesus, you suffered many things. And you died on the cross, but you rose on the third day. And even though we will die, you have promised that we too will rise when you call upon us to meet you in the air. And there, Lord Jesus, we will forever be plugged into you. And all the children said,
Amen.